We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of August 11th, 2006, this is the Rain Report, available as a downloadable MP3 and podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. 10 years ago, the mere idea of watching someone driving from Memphis to Huntsville, Alabama, and listening to conversations from said car would have been a pipe dream. That pipe dream is now a reality. In fact, you'll be able to vicariously experience driving to the Huntsville Hamfest come Friday morning, August 18th, and the ensuing Hamfest. The man behind this internet audio-video broadcast is Tom Medlin, WA5KUB.
About 4 years ago, we kind of got an idea that we were starting to play around with some video and internet, and we thought, this is cool. And then we thought about, well, what if we could do it from the car while we're moving? We started experimenting with a couple systems, and we had some very crude video programs that we tried. In 3 years, we were able to actually broadcast live video of the Dayton Hamvention, and that's kind of what has got us started into our next endeavor down in Huntsville Hamfest. Back to the Dayton Hamfest, we were actually able to broadcast live video from the car. It's a 550-mile trip, and we had coverage for about 450 miles of that. And then, of course, after we got to Dayton, we set the cam up in the flea market and were able to broadcast, you know, the images. Now, we didn't have audio in the first years, and I can remember there was a group in from Italy that were talking to Italy on the phone, and they were all waving back home there. About the third year, I guess last year, we implemented what we call the helmet cam, where it's actually a hard hat, and we mount a little camera on it. It's hooked to our laptop. We actually can walk around in the flea market. People really actually feel like they're walking around with us and looking at what we're looking at. We added audio this past year. We went to a completely new system where we're using Media Player, which nearly everyone has on their computer today. We're sending the video stream back to a Windows 2003 server running media services. And that way, we have the bandwidth now to feed a lot of people. In earlier years, we might have only had the bandwidth to feed maybe 20 people max at any one time. This year, we had a minimum of 300 viewers on at all times watching us. I've located a server at a major telecommunications firm. They're giving us unlimited bandwidth. That's what's needed to really put a show on like this. For instance, if I run the stream at 100K, everyone that looks at that stream is going to be drawing 100K, you know, from the server. You get 300 people out there viewing. You need a 30 meg uplink, and that's quite a large pipe on the internet uplink. You know, most of your home cable and DSL systems, you may only have an uplink of maybe 512K. That's the key to it. We have plenty of bandwidth this year. No one had any problems of getting on there. The chat room is great. Everybody behaved very well in the chat room this year. We do have the capability to kick or ban people if it gets out of hand, but it was a pretty good trip this past year. And we're planning on doing the same thing for Huntsville. Now, we don't have any experience yet on the trip to Huntsville. I've been to Huntsville a few times over the years, but this will be our first time to try to broadcast a video. We're coming from Memphis, Tennessee, and going down to Huntsville. It's about a 200-mile trip. We'll actually be driving on Friday, August 18th. We'll be leaving at approximately 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time. So if anybody out there wants to watch us drive and see if we're in the left lane or the right lane or where we stop to eat, you know, you can tune in at www.wa5kub.com. There is going to be a blackout zone that we are going to hit as we drive. It should be for about 1 hour out of, say, 3 to 4 hours, right about in the center of the trip. I believe we'll have good coverage at the Hamfest there in Huntsville. So hopefully we can get everybody good video and even good audio.
Give me the technical rundown of how you're doing your broadcast from the car.
We're using a very wide geographical coverage. It's a EVDO wireless coverage provided by one of the carriers. It operates between 1,850 and 1,900 megacycles in the CDMA band. It's not cell phone, although they use many of their cell sites for this data service. There are actually some states that don't even have the coverage at all, but so far we've been lucky where we're going. It's had good coverage for us.
What does EVDO mean?
I don't know what EVDO is. This is their second generation of networks. The first one was called RXTT, and I'm not even sure again what that means.
You're driving the car, and you've got a laptop computer. What software are you using?
It's the product by Microsoft. It's called Microsoft Media Encoder 9. It's a free product that Microsoft offers. It gives you the capability of transmitting video and audio at many different streams. It's all configurable. If you have the bandwidth, it's capable of high-definition TV-type signals. It's capable of running CD-quality audio, surround sounds, very high quality. But, of course, at the bandwidths that we're having to operate with the laptop, somewhere around 50 kilobits to 100 kilobits, we've got to run a much slower stream. We're not going to be transmitting stereo quality, surround sound, those kind of things, but we're going to still have very good quality audio. And I think pretty good video this year.
I'm speaking today with Tom Medlin, W5KUB, the man behind the video helmet cam that you'll see the weekend of August 19th at the Huntsville Ham Fest. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Tom, obviously all this broadcasting and this bandwidth is costing someone something. How are you financed?
Again, the Uplink is a service that anyone can get at a reasonable cost. It's about $80 a month. That is not enough bandwidth to serve, you know, tens or even hundreds of people. And that's the reason we went with the video server. The company, and it's on the bottom of my website, is Telefonica. It's a company that I use throughout Latin America for a lot of networking. We've located a server at their center in Miami, Florida. They have a major worldwide POP or communications facility in Miami, Florida. It's just a tremendous offer to us, everyone, even last time. Even Telefonica was on the chat room with us last time taking part. A couple of the people want to be hams. They're very interested in it, and many people around the world thank them, actually on the chat room, for them providing the bandwidth to make this possible. The interesting thing is you don't have to be on the chat room to watch the video. The chat room is on the same page, but if you don't log in, you can still watch the video.
And again, that's at WA5KUB, Kilo Uniform Bravo.com. Again, that's available at WA5KUB.com. Tom, what will people see during the weekend? They'll begin in Friday, August 18th, around 8 o'clock Central Time. They'll see you driving from Memphis down to Huntsville.
We'll try to leave about 8 o'clock Friday morning. We should get into the Huntsville area around noon on Friday. We hope to go out to the Space Center there at Huntsville. You know, it's the big NASA Space Center. They've got all the big rockets and everything out there, if anybody's ever been through there. It's a very, very big center that talks about our space program. And we're going to go out there Friday afternoon. We'll try to take the helmet cam out there as we tour around in the NASA Space Center. Now, I don't know if they're going to let us in there with it or not. You know, with now the security issues and people filming things, they hopefully won't think we're a terrorist. I don't think a terrorist would wear a ham cam on their head and walk around. So hopefully they'll let us in there. And if we do, you guys will be able to view the NASA Space Center with us. That will be Friday afternoon, somewhere after that, probably 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, probably dinner somewhere, depending on how we feel. We may or may not take the helmet cam into the restaurant, but it will definitely be on the air. Sometimes we may just park the car and aim the camera at a Wendy's sign or something like that, and people will know where we are. And then we're going to go to check in at our hotel Friday night. It's right next door, and meet with some of the people from the Huntsville Ham Fest organization. And then I think there's a hospitality suite Friday night. We'll probably attend that. Now, I don't know what's going on there. We'll try to bring the camera into the hospitality suite. What I'd really like to do, and I don't think it'll happen, but what I'd really like to do is find something like karaoke or something going where all these hams are. And we have ham radio karaoke. We could nominate people all over the world in a chat room to be judges. Now, I really don't think that's going to happen if they don't have a karaoke system. But we will attend a hospitality suite that night. And then, of course, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, the 19th of August. We'll be there all day until it closes. At 2 o'clock, we'll be broadcasting the Young Ham of the Year Award. That's given by Amateur Radio Newsline. And they've been doing that for about 20 years, I think. So we've agreed to broadcast that award ceremony. It's right at 2 o'clock. It lasts about 15 minutes. And then besides that, we will just walk around in the Ham Fest and just, you know, visit and look at things. But we've had some good interviews. The last trip, Riley Hollingsworth of the amateur division of FCC, of course, was there. We were at a party with him, and we put him on there. People from all over the world gave their greetings and hellos to Riley, and Riley answered them back. So that was kind of cool. So I'm sure that we'll find someone in Huntsville to interview.
What will be available as an archive?
I don't know yet. I'm going to try my best this time to do it. The server does have the capability to select and archive this video. I wish I had done it for some of the other Hamfest. I didn't. I can only know what others have told me about the video. Many people talked about it was great. They enjoyed it. I've never seen it personally, kind of from a sideline point of view on an archive. The Young Ham of the Year Award, we'll try to archive that. For the first time, we'll do that. I'll have it available on my website. Right now on my website, we have videos running, news clips where we were interviewed by various TV channels, some slideshows that were made like the Dayton Hamvention. So we actually have video on the site right now running 24 hours a day. Of course, once we start out on our trip, we'll switch to live.
And that's from WA5KUB, Kentucky Union B Bravo. W5KUB.com. Tom, if anyone would like to contact you via email, would you like to pass an email address along?
Sure. The email is, the simplest email is WA5KUB@gmail.com, and that's on the website. If they'll go to the website, they'll find my email there.
That's WA5KUB@gmail.com. I've been speaking today with Tom Medlin, WA5KUB, the man behind the video helmet cam broadcast that you'll be able to monitor wherever you are in the world, assuming you have reasonable internet connectivity, beginning Friday morning, August 18th at 8 a.m. Central. Approximately that's the time that Tom will be headed down from Memphis, Tennessee to Huntsville, Alabama, to attend the Huntsville Hamfest. Again, the weekend of August 18th, 19th, and 20th. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.
While Rain has no video archive, it does have some audio gems available on raincds.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2006 Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.